You're the wedding singer.
Yeah.
How you doing? I'm Robbie.
I'm Julia.
You want to be like Fonzie, don't you?
Yes, I do. You're on your way.
Sophisticated mama.
Cindy and Scott are newlyweds.
Whoopity-doo!
He hit two cones. Those could have been people. Those could have been guests at her wedding.
They were cones.
Welcome, everybody, to the Salty Nerd Podcast. We are going to be talking about Wedding Singer. We are taking a break from our normal content to celebrate the holy matrimony between Jude and Mr.
Oh,
Kadish.
Oh, thank you.
Are we cheering again?
Oh, yeah, we're cheering again.
Cheers. Okay, cheers. Cheers to you, sir.
Huzzah.
Huzzah. Welcome.
Dude, I'm going to be so drunk at that wedding. I'm not even going
to
know there's
flowers. Am I going to have to kick you out of your own wedding, Jude?
She's not even going to remember who she married.
Oh, God. I haven't seen Wedding Singer in a while, and that scene where he's like, after what's her face broke up with him, and he goes back to the wedding, and he's just like, he just hates everybody.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, oh, yeah.
Well, I have a microphone, and you don't.
So you will listen to every damn word I have to say.
All the people at table nine.
No, all the freaks at table nine.
Mutants.
Cyborg lady.
And that lady with the sideburns. And basically everybody at table nine.
I'm looking forward to the best man speech.
I'm not.
That's always
good. Oh, that's his best man.
The best man speech.
I haven't met this guy yet.
So it's always kind of jacked up, right? I was a best man once. Well, it was not good. It was not a fun.
Speaking of best men, should we introduce our esteemed guest?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Joining us today, Smitty Snippets. Welcome, sir.
Hi, everybody.
You're joining us. It's a leftover from, not that you're a leftover, but it's a leftover from our invasion review. We're going straight into our wedding singer review.
I love it when we have a guest on who's just like,
what are we doing?
Can I stay? We're like, yeah. Yes!
He pulled a Hewlett.
He did.
Yeah, he
which
did.
Is good.
He did. Like
can you explain that for people who might not
so
know?
So when David Hewlett was on here, we had him on for a show. We did an interview with him a long time ago.
Yeah.
And we were doing RoboCop afterwards. And he was all like, so what do I do now? I just like go, I leave. It's like, well, you can hang out if you want. Well, what are you doing? It's like, well, we're going to do a podcast about RoboCop. And he's all like, oh, I love RoboCop. Can I stay? He's like,
We were talking about like, you're good. Three stay, RoboCop man. Movies. He was like, I'm good for two.
Yeah,
I'll stay for the first two.
All right, RoboCop with special guests.
David Hewlett.
Rodney McKay from Stargate Atlantis. It's
David like, Hewlett.
So yeah, let's go.
A little while ago with Kadish and Hewlett, he was like,
I think you're my best friend.
You're my best friend.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful, man.
But anyway.
You can't podcast now.
Hewlett's going to walk Kadish down the aisle.
Yeah.
But I'm not giving him away.
You won't take him from me, you bitch.
Dude, I'm leaving you for Hewlett.
I get it.
There was a note. It basically indicated that
David Hewlett
was not coming today. I am so sorry, honey.
No!
Oh, God.
I know every line.
Oh,
of this movie.
My God. They were cones. Come on, man. This freaking movie is so quotable. It's unbelievable.
So I just want to point out that because Jude loves this movie so much, and it, by the time this comes out, we'll have been officially wed.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to take a week to celebrate this wonderful woman who's a big part of my life and a big part of our podcast.
Your mom?
His mom is so sweet,
I
though.
Know.
But I want to hearken back to a before time.
Harken back.
Where my two co-hosts here and I, like, we started this podcast in a coffee shop.
Oh, no.
And we would go to Alex's living room once a week.
With a fold-out table.
A fold-out table and $30 Amazon microphones. And after a while, I was like, you know, I should bring my girlfriend in on this because she's very funny. And
we were like,
you're the Yoko the show.
You guys
were
accusing me of trying to Yoko the show. And then
so I just started cooking. Every week, yeah, I would cook you guys something.
Oh, yeah, the leftover casseroles.
Yeah, leftover casserole. Those were really good. She'd show up in a cocktail dress every once in a while. We'd be like, what is happening
right Why now? Is Jude's booze on the table?
That's how you strange. Get them.
And then she became a regular part of the show.
Yeah.
And
now I don't have to show my tits or cook for you anymore. I'm just one of the guys.
Now she's indispensable.
Listen, I have not had as that much... I haven't had, God, I'm getting kind
yes,
of...
You
yeah,
have.
You are, buddy.
Yes, you have.
I haven't had that good of a shrimp casserole ever since that one time.
The shrimp casserole that had no shrimp.
The shrimp casserole
so this
that
one
had
time
no shrimp.
Vader had a stroke and he thought he tasted shrimp and yeah. It was just eggs.
Why is there shrimp in his bacon egg casserole? This is pretty good.
And Jude solidified herself as the corner of the table over there.
She's the ambassador of estrogen.
We love our Jude.
Absolutely.
And Matt's a very lucky man.
Oh, for sure. For sure. I'm very much looking forward to the wedding. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm in charge of kicking people out if they get too rowdy. It's going to be cool.
Keep your eye on my dad.
Smitty, yeah. if we had known you when we were sending out invites, you would have definitely gotten an invite.
Yeah, are you free next week?
Wow.
We just got a cancellation. Are you free?
Oh, hey, we got an open spot.
Open spot. Night.
That would be cool.
Is it going to be like the podcaster table? Is
there
that,
is the podcaster
table. Is there really a podcaster table?
Yeah.
Sweet.
And the mutants over at table 9.
It's like table 9. It's table 9. All the
so
mutants.
Anyway, we're talking anyway, about the wedding singer.
The wedding singer, which funny enough has a scene in it about trying to plan out who's going to sit where. But anyway, Jude, take it away.
1998, The Wedding Singer. Rated PG-13 with a runtime of 1 hour 37 minutes. This had a budget of $18 million. What do you think this brought into the box office? Let's go with Schmitty first.
All right.
I'll say 50.
Okay, 50 Alex?
50. I'm going to say it made a little bit more than that because Adam Sandler was in the height of his career. Drew Barrymore is a big draw. I'm going to say it made at least 100 million.
Okay, Vader?
100 million?
Yeah, romantic comedy in the late
90s.
98. Yeah.
What did Smitty say?
He said 50.
He said 50. I doubled it.
I'm going to go 50 million and $1, Bob.
All right. This had a box office bring home of $123 million.
Damn it.
Yeah.
I think this was the first collab with Adam and Drew.
Yes. Yeah.
Wasn't Drew Barrymore adorable in this
She
movie?
Was so cute.
She's so cute.
She had that like short little flippy
yeah,
haircut thing.
A little
going
flippy
on.
Ball. Yeah. Yeah. Blonde hair. Yeah. Well, I got.
Was this before or after she did Playboy?
After,
oh, this
way
was way after.
Way
really?
After,
yeah. after yeah. that yeah. long?
It was yeah. late 90s.
I had that episode or issue.
Was this pre or post Tom Green?
I don't know. God, Tom Green was Charlie's was Angels. Before. When did Charlie's Angels came out? I feel like it's 2000s. I don't know. It doesn't matter. Jude, take it away.
All right. As someone who has recently planned a wedding, I can say that bitch Linda is an absolute monster. To show up that evening like, sorry, I just couldn't do it. But it's the 80s, and it's not jacket weather anymore, and Drew Barrymore just walked in like a breath of fresh air. The only problem is that she's engaged to Glenn the Cheater, and instead of saying, so this guy just told me he cheats on you, Adam Sandler opts to get punched in the nose for sticking his face in other people's business. Dejected and drunk, Waterboy comes home to find that bitch Linda sitting in his lawn chair, and in the morning she puts a jinx on his Van Halen t-shirt, breaking up the band. And Drew Barrymore's heart when Julia, soon to be Gulia, pops by to admit she has feelings for Happy Gilmore. So she does the only logical thing she can and hops a plane to Vegas, the romance capital of the world, to marry Glenn and exercise her feelings for little Nikki. But as romantic comedies across the world scream, not on my watch, their fates collide once more. They're both on the same flight to Vegas. Firestarter in the back and Rebel Yell in the front. Billy Idol is on the plane, too. And not only is he going to get these two crazy kids together, he's also going to talk to these record guys about Mr. Deeds and get him a better job than wedding singing at a whopping $50 a pop. Discuss.
Love it.
Vegas is the romance capital of the world.
I freaking love this movie.
Is it still the romance capital of the world?
Sure. I don't think it ever
I was. Thought it was like the sports capital of the world.
Now.
Hey, I'm getting married next week. It's very romantic.
In Vegas.
At Area 15.
Don't you find hookers and blow romantic?
I left Vegas to get married.
I do.
Oh, Smitty's here. Oh, man. I just, this movie is such a feel-good movie.
Yeah.
It's the perfect mixture of Adam Sandler, which is a hit or miss for me.
Yeah.
Adam Sandler movies don't always hit my funny bone.
They've become very lazy.
Well, even back in the 90s, it was like, I didn't like Little Nicky or whatever that movie was called.
Uh-huh.
I didn't like that movie, but I liked Happy Gilmore, but I didn't like Billy Madison. So it was like every other one.
I like Billy Madison. That's the one where he goes back to school, right?
Yeah, God, yeah, I hate that freaking movie.
It's so dumb. But it's
so dumb.
Well, you know what's interesting about this movie is that, so first of all, it had an uncredited rewrite by Judd Apatow, who basically made it, you know, more romantic. And
didn't Carrie Fisher work on it too?
Yes, Carrie Fisher, Princess Leia, did an uncredited rewrite where she beefed up the female roles and the female perspective. And so, like, because of those two, like, talents, this movie turned out to be one of Adam Sandler's best.
Yeah. I agree. When you mix him and Drew Barrymore together, 50 First Dates, which is another good one.
That's a really good movie.
Really good movie. But yeah, this movie is a staple for me.
I know this movie backwards and forwards. And like from the opening scene.
Yeah.
Like it just feels good to be watching it. Hey, somebody get some pants on that kid.
When he's just having a blast doing his job at that wedding and you're just like, oh, this is the movie? Okay, let's go.
And he saves it from like the bad best man.
Oh my God.
Oh, Steve Buscemi.
Fantastic.
Listen, I always remember our conversation about Con Air. And you're like, this is a charcuterie board of actors in this movie. And I'm like, I got a little side of Steve Buscemi in this movie.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is perfect.
Singer.
Yeah, well, this is, you know, Adam Sandler. Anytime he's in a movie.
He's got his guys.
Yeah,
he's got
he all brings his friends. With him.
Yeah.
And I think that's why I like his newer movies. What are the ones where, like...
Grown-ups or something like that. Yeah.
Oh, Murder Mystery is good.
Murder Mystery is good too. Yeah. First one. Yeah. Second one's a little.
Smitty, have you seen those ones? The ones that he does with Jennifer Aniston.
I have. Yeah. They're okay. I like his older stuff, like Wedding Singer and stuff like that, as opposed to the newer things where he has to collab with those other.
Where he's really just on vacation.
Yeah.
It's
like. So. Hey, we're all going to go on vacation this year and we're going to make this movie.
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
We're going to get some studio to pay us $18 million to go to Hawaii for a week.
Let's do it.
Let's go.
Tell all your friends.
I knew I was in trouble this week.
Why?
Because my wife asked me, she goes, what are you guys watching for the podcast this week?
And I said,
oh, Kadish wants us to watch The Wedding Singer. Right? You know, I mean, come on, guys. You know, this is not a movie it's ever going to be in my purview, okay?
You like feel-good movies.
I do. You're a big faker.
And you love Ted Lasso.
I do love Ted Lasso. But my wife was like, immediately was like, well, when are you going to watch it? Well, I usually do a watch party at 9 o'clock on Monday nights and I'll watch these movies. It's like, can we watch this one together?
Aww.
I'm like, okay. So... I ended up, it was just kind of like a
little date night,
little early afternoon.
Just call it a date night.
Date night.
There you go.
We just hung out at home and turned it on.
That's exactly what
turned it on Prime and or whatever it was. And we had a nice little afternoon. It was fun. Yeah. And
your wife texted me this morning. She's very sweet.
My wife is a good lady.
So, speaking of date night, watching this movie with Jude is a real experience.
I bet it is.
I make no apologies.
When I say that she was reciting the dialogue word for word.
I don't think he knew how well I know this movie.
No, it was like having surround sound in the living room because like she would literally just like be mouthing the lines along with like as they were happening.
Yeah. I do the same thing.
Yeah.
That's great. That's grade A top choice meat.
That is a luscious ass. Let's bite right through it.
That's grade A top choice meat. I like to bite right through that thing.
The only thing I would have done different, and this is because I'm old, is I would have had like Ted McGinley play the role of the Drew's fiance,
the douchebag fiance.
Yeah.
So Ted McGinley
and Shooter McGavin.
Shooter McGavin.
No. Is that Tim McGinley? No, it's not Tim McGinley.
Hold on, I gotta Google it.
He's like
somebody in the chat.
He's the first husband in Married with Children for the neighbor.
Yeah.
When do you think I was born?
He'd have been a little bit old.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying that's who I saw.
Shooter McGavin would have been interesting.
Yeah.
So like the guy who played Shooter McGavin was kind of trying to get the role of what's Drew Barrymore's fiance?
Glenn Gulia.
Glenn Gulia.
Yeah, why is that funny?
Dude, listen.
Julia Gulia.
The scene where she's in the mirror and she's trying to like fake herself out.
Julia Gulia.
It's nice to meet you. I'm Mrs. Julia Gulia.
Pristine acting from Drew Barrymore. Yeah, it was fantastic. But
the guy who played Shooter McGavin was, you know, kind of advocating for that role. And Adam Sandler was like, dude, you're like 20 years older than Drew Barrymore. Like, we need to go with someone younger.
Yeah. My favorite part of this movie is when Glenn is like, I got punched in the nose. And his ass is
switching. Got punched in the nose for sticking your face in other people's business. And they always sounds like a country song.
That's my favorite part. And then they're like, teaching him how to moonwalk in the bar.
And he's got the jacket on and everything. And he's just like,
I don't know, man. I'd lose that glove. You look nuts.
I used to be much stronger than I am now. Bro, this movie is so quotable. So good.
When they're going to the airport to try to fly to Vegas, there's a scene where there's a kind of, I don't even know what they're called, but the airline attendant with the Flock of Seagulls haircut.
Oh, yeah.
Big fan.
Yeah. So originally,
I can see you are originally
that was supposed to be Chris Farley in that role.
That would have been perfect.
Which one?
The Flock of Seagulls guy.
Oh, that would have been great.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, like Adam Sandler kept trying to get him in there, and at the time, he was unbondable because he was going through rehab and all this other stuff.
Oh no.
And so the studio was like, "Sorry, like we can't put him in there."
That would have been so good, though.
And unfortunately, Chris Farley passed away like the week that this movie came out.
Oh man, why you gotta bum us out like that?
What
dude?
Is wrong with you, dude?
Yeah.
We were on high.
Now I gotta drink again.
I'm gonna turn it over to Smitty. What's your favorite? Do you have a favorite scene in this movie? I know you haven't seen it in a minute, but what's something that stands out?
The Julia Gulia one is my favorite, but I think when he loses his mind when he finds out that you know he's bummed because he lost his girl, and he has to play a wedding singer right after he finds out, it was pretty cool. I love this movie because I don't think that anybody else could have pulled this off except him. Well, I don't think it would have been as good as it is because of, you know, the way he talks, the way he accentuates, you know, he goes from whispering to like screaming.
Yeah.
Once again, things that could have been brought to my attention yesterday.
Yeah. I think that makes it funny to me. So.
He Adam Sandler'd it up.
Yeah,
sure.
Like when Linda comes back and he's like, that information would have been useful to me yesterday.
Yeah. And it just has that pitch.
Yeah.
Because like he does it the first time.
Yeah.
And she's like, I just realized that, you know, I was marrying a wedding singer in Glendale or whatever.
Ridgefield,
whatever town they live in. He's like, you know, very calm and collected. He's like, well, that would have been useful information to tell me before we had the wedding.
Honestly. Linda had very good reasons for not wanting to get married.
I don't even disagree with her.
She should have had a conversation about it prior to all of this fucking wedding planning bullshit. But the move is you show up to your wedding, you get fucking married, and you don't file your paperwork.
Ooh, that's good. I like that.
We already filed our paperwork. Just FYI.
Okay, good move. Good move, buddy.
So, yeah, that would have been good information had you told me about that yesterday.
Yeah, that's good stuff. But like I'm glad you said that because I kind of feel like Linda had some legitimate reasons to be concerned.
Yeah.
She just went about it the wrong way. But like when she's like, hey man, I don't really wanna like settle down and live in my hometown and raise kids in your sister's basement. Like everything she's saying is 100% legitimate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Living in your sister's basement with five kids while you're off every weekend doing wedding gigs at a whopping $60 a pop?
I don't disagree with anything. I'm like, yeah, those are a lot of red flags.
She's a
floozy.
She's a groupie slut girl.
Yeah.
She's a rock
girl. Sling that word around.
Slut. It's a dirty rock.
And I know it's the 80s, but like she hadn't even moved her shit into the basement.
Yeah,
it's their wedding day. Where were they going to go home to?
The basement.
After the wedding.
Yeah, the basement.
Her shit's not there.
Yeah.
So she hadn't even fully committed into moving in together after the wedding.
She had a crisis.
He should have seen it come.
Traditionally, people don't live together before they get married.
Traditionally.
So, you know.
So you just got a free pass. You could just go get some more dick because we don't live together. Like, is that how that works?
Well, hold on. Because Linda didn't cheat, did she?
It's, I mean, no.
It's not stated in the movie that she cheated.
She just didn't want to marry a loser.
Yeah. Listen, loser. On paper,
he's a loser.
This guy's a loser.
Fucking wedding singer. Agreed. That lives in his grandma's basement. Yeah. Get out of here.
I mean, he works for the banquet hall. So I guess in the 80s, 50 bucks a week, I don't know, was that good?
Well, no, 50 bucks a pop. How many weddings do you do in a week? Maybe he's doing more than one show a week. Know. But even so, you're only talking about like at tops, 200 bucks a week. In the 80s?
I don't think that was very good.
Hey, he was rich in meatballs.
That's a good meatball. That's a good meatball.
He was rich in meatballs. Yeah.
Listen, if that...
that scene was weird, right?
Supposed to be weird.
I hit the mic so I can watch you enjoy.
I haven't seen this movie in forever.
If that's not Jude in like 40 years...
Put out your hands. And I'll give you a meatball. It's like, what?
I want sex.
Like, what?
That was a lot back then. That would be like 200 today.
That was so weird. It's like nobody in any time ever of any era of the world would pay somebody by putting meatballs in their bare
ass. No, 100% you do that for a grandma. I can't afford to pay you
for grandma.
But that's what I'm talking about.
But it's like get a paper plate. Do something. I'll pick your meatballs. That's fine. I like meatballs.
Yeah, man.
Some pasta.
She said I don't have any clean Tupperware.
Yeah. She had an excuse.
But, you know, but then I mean,
she crushed them in his hands. What started the fuck? Shaking.
It was a little weird. That was a little weird.
It's
supposed
funny.
To be weird.
Yeah, Betty White was supposed to play that role.
Oh, God, that would have been so good.
Yeah, but yeah. I love.
Yeah. Because she's in other Adam Sandler's movies, too. This a little old lady.
Yeah.
Speaking of old people, I have to go pee.
Yeah, okay, you go pee.
All right.
Intermission.
I can't hang it. I can't.
I don't know how much I need you. Oh, somebody kill me, please. I want to die. Put a bullet in my head.
You know that you're going to end up in a mental institution? Cuckoo's nest. Cuckoo's nest.
No.
You're going to the mental institution.
Those kids
are hilarious. Cuckoo's nest. Cuckoo's nest.
He's like, all right, run along, Freddy Krueger.
You're eight years old. You only know your parents.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
Everybody's been saying that. The seriousness with which this child says, everybody's been saying that.
Dude, those kids' dad, the sister's husband.
Oh, God. He's hilarious.
What is up with that?
With his perm. It's so perfect. And he's like, hey, I don't want to be known as the brother-in-law of the town nutcase. Ah, shit, I got water on my pants. I'm soaking wet.
I don't know what I said, but I said something.
That guy.
If we do get a moment alone, we mostly just go to sleep. Sometimes she works with my nipples.
On a special occasion, she might do this exotic dance for me.
What?
And sometimes she might, work with my nipples a little bit.
All right, enough. Go out. I'll take care of the kids.
It feels good.
What nipples?
All the nipple twisting that goes on in that house.
Is it weird that I like my nipples twisted?
A little bit that you're telling us right now. Yeah.
Is it? I don't want to know.
How much of a douchebag is Glenn though? Is Glenn like the 80s bully in other 80s movies? Is that what they were going for?
I feel like they were going for a kind of a stereotype douchebag.
Yeah, like the Miami Vice, look at me, I've got so much money.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, but you like this stuff. I mean, it's really not my thing. I mean, God forbid I screw up the wedding flowers. You know, how could I live with myself?
I don't know. I got to shout out my sister for this movie as well. It's a staple of us. She's the one who introduced it to me. All the 80s classics or movies about the 80s usually comes from my sister, Audrey. She's usually like, hey, check this movie out and I'll watch it. It's amazing. But listen. As far as the aesthetic of this movie and the sound, the costumes, all that stuff, I can't tell you whether or not they're accurate or not.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know.
Oh,
were these costumes
for sure,
or were these what people wore?
That was
everything that
mid-90s.
Drew Barrymore wears in this movie is beautiful.
Yeah,
all her dresses with her little jackets, so cute.
That was 80s fashion.
Yeah,
But what about her slutty friend, though? Because she was
her sister.
Yeah, 100%.
That's her sister.
She's a Madonna.
No, that's her cousin. It's her cousin.
Yeah, I was just okay.
What year was this movie set in?
Like 84.
85.
Yeah, I think they were pretty good.
Because Van Halen broke up in 85, I think. Yeah. So it would have been before
actually
that.
Did she broke them? Up.
Yep.
You didn't know that. You didn't get the joke. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, they broke up like right after when this was supposed to have happened.
Oh
yeah,
and man.
And Drew's girlfriend was kind of like Madonna knockoff, and she they did that really well.
She was. I got like the Goblin King from Labyrinth knockoff for her.
Yes,
with the hair. You know what I mean?
Yeah. She had the same hair. Never. That was
totally look like a couple, right?
Yeah.
You know who I think is hot? Robbie Hart.
She looked like every chick who thought they were kind of good looking high school.
Yeah.
For me, with Aquanet and the big hair,
the big spiky hair. Yeah. She did look like David Bowie from that movie.
I'm not gonna lie. I still get a little, you know.
Listen, if you were
excited when I see chicks with big hair and curls, it's good. They got the bitch flip, you know. You know, it's good. I like it. Aquanet, 80s. Yes,
we almost broke Smitty.
Smitty's how old are you, Smitty?
I am 47.
So
I remember Aquanet.
He knows.
I hit on a lot of women who wore Aquanet.
Oh yeah,
a lot, and they all said no.
Yep, they do.
We gotta talk about John. Can we talk about John Lovett real quick?
Oh, yes, it's ladies' night. Oh, what a night. Oh, yes.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, we gotta talk about my favorite part of this movie, which was John Lovett's as the wedding singer and his exit.
Yes.
Love it. Fantastic. Love it.
Jude, what did he say at the end of that?
Like finding a DJ who can move and shake like this.
He's like, good luck getting a DJ who can move and shake like this.
No, but then the best is when he's like off stage and he's like, he's losing his mind.
And I am reaping all the benefits.
This is the curtain.
Slow curtain.
His eyes get all big. Genius.
He stole the movie with that.
Oh, yeah. That whole scene was great. And he's like, what are you, sophisticated mama? And he's like getting real into that song.
You're just going
to hate it. And Julia's just sitting there like, oh, my God.
I kind of wanted to know what happened to George.
Get back in there. They're starting to turn on George.
Do you want to
suck? You suck!
Oh, George.
That's Alexis Arquette.
Do you want to hurt me? Yeah. And he doesn't know any other songs.
Well, that's his only song.
So when
he's Boy George.
When he doesn't come back, he just goes, keep rolling, guys. Yeah, keep rolling.
One more time. Once more with feeling.
And everybody in the whole crowd is like, why are they singing the same song
again? You suck.
Man, you got to get back in there. They're turning on George.
Poor George.
Oh, no. Fuck George. He's a weirdo. That guy's weird.
Do you really want to make me cry? Alex, do you remember Boy George and Culture Club?
I know who it's referencing just by proxy. I don't know. You know what I mean? I've never really been part of that.
The 80s were weird, man.
They were super weird.
Yeah. But they were super fun.
Listen,
the 80s was a good time to grow up. I'm not going to lie.
When you guys say rock and roll and it's a bunch of dudes in spandex and freaking makeup, and I'm like, are you sure about that?
Yeah, like, man, the dudes wore more makeup and had more hairspray in their hair than the chicks did back then.
This is true.
Amen. Yeah,
that's true.
Absolutely. Tight jeans and Pepsi.
Yeah, gross.
It was the 80s.
Oh, God. Okay, speaking of John Lovett, his classic scene in that, right after that is my favorite part of that movie. When we get to hear Adam Sandler sing his breakup song.
Yeah.
And he's like, I've been listening to a lot of The Cure lately, so you might hear some references from that. And he just goes into this freaking just horrible breakup song. And it's so fun to listen to.
I love her face while she's listening to it,
too. She's got like this half-cocked, like weird
so
smile.
She's into it.
Yeah.
And she gets him.
Yeah.
And then she just goes, I liked it.
I liked it a lot. Yeah. And he comes off like crying. He's like, I'm sorry.
There was one part in this movie during the bar mitzvah scene where I was just kind of like, ooh.
Yeah, does not age well.
Yeah, where basically Adam Sandler's slow dancing with a underage girl and he takes her hands and puts them on his butt in solidarity with the kid who's groping
Drew Barrymore. Didn't need that.
Like, I get what he was going for, but when that happened, I was like, that's funny in 98.
What's the problem? What are we offended by?
The grown-ups dancing with kids at the wedding.
It wasn't that I was offended by it. I just thought it was a little bit icky.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was that big a deal. Whatever. They're just having fun.
It's a wedding. People dance at weddings.
Stupid.
It's so like, it is a bar mitzvah.
Oh, that's right.
I've never been to one of those.
But, it's a religious ceremony.
I've never been to one of those.
I'm not of that faith. So, you know.
Yeah.
It's not my thing.
Awkward silence.
Weird. Yep, weird.
You made it weird.
I don't think you should come out pro that.
What? Pro, I don't know.
What? Put her hands on his ass? What? I think she's only 30. She's fine. You're an adult at 13 when you're Jewish, right? Yeah, but the 13-year-old
goofball put his hands on Drew Barrymore's ass.
Nobody say nothing about that?
Nothing about that. What's the big deal?
Because the kid did it himself, and she was like, ooh, what do I do? But Adam Sandler grabbed a child's hands and put them on his ass. There's a difference. We're just saying, yeah, it was kind of gross. Don't need it.
Okay.
I'm not going to cancel the movie.
The Gen Xer inside of him is like, stop being offended at stupid shit.
Yeah, that's exactly what's going on in my head. That's exactly it.
You don't have to be cool with everything, Vader.
I'm not cool with anything.
What? It was funny.
I am so
They're
far
fine.
From, I am uncool. I am the uncoolest vodka.
Have some more.
Have a few drinks and, you know, drive home.
Perfect to say to a drunk person. You
no,
don't want
my parents died when I was 10. Would you like to talk about that? Why would I want to talk about that?
I don't know.
I don't know.
So many quotable lines from this movie. I love it.
Is that what makes a good movie?
I think so.
The more quotables.
Yeah, it lives on in people quoting it.
Yeah. I mean, like, part of the language that I speak to you and is quotes from movies.
You know your people.
Yeah. And when you have a movie that can just, like, bring people together by, like, oh, yeah, that freaking one line.
Yeah.
I like Flock of Seagulls. I could tell. Yeah. I get it, right? Hey, you can't talk to Billy that way. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
My hero. I get it.
Better get out of here, Billy Idol.
Don't make me
hurt you, Billy.
Talk to Billy
Idol that way.
It's some beefed up biker,
like, if I meet someone named Cindy, the first thing in my head is, ooh, Cindy. What is his name, Rob?
Yeah.
Whoopity-doo.
Cindy and Rob are newlyweds. Whoopity-doo. Love stinks. He goes around and talks to all the people at the table.
He talks to all the mutants.
Yeah, yeah.
He includes them.
Yeah, the fat dude who's eating by himself.
Yeah, like, the woman with the sideburns.
Sideburns lady.
I know
lady.
The fat guy's going to have a heart attack if we don't eat again soon.
Oh. Sure, that guy right there. And that lady with the sideburns.
That guy was great. I love that guy. Love stinks.
Oh, dude. Yeah. When the father-in-law is talking and he's like talking shit to him, he's like, you're the worst one to see. He's like, well, I have the microphone and you will listen to every word I have to say.
Sir, one more outburst and I will strangle you with my microphone wire.
I feel like I've had that conversation with Alex before.
Have we all been to that wedding?
We're about
have
to.
We? I haven't. Yeah, I'm like, I think we might.
Yeah, you're about a week away.
Yeah. Tom told me he was going to get drunk and I was like, oh boy.
I told my wife
Tom's
that,
always drunk. It's fine.
I told my wife, I can't. Can we talk about Tom?
Yeah.
It's like I go. Tom got hitched, and even my wife, she's like, no. I go, yeah. I go, and that wedding, it's gonna go hard.
You be prepared.
Be ready.
This is going to be a block party.
It's going to be crazy.
We only have the venue till 10. You gotta get out.
So you're talking about our stunt talk, Tom.
Yeah. Yeah.
God. So. Smitty, we should have met earlier. We could have had you out here. That would have been great.
That would have been fantastic. But I am not dead, you know, and life will still go on after this. So if we want to, you know, hang out after this, that'd be great.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
The next wedding, you're definitely invited to.
Yeah. Come to Tom's wedding.
Tom will love it. Some random YouTuber coming to his wedding.
Who's that guy? Oh, it's cool.
He's cool. It's Smitty.
Yeah.
He's with us.
He has to invite Smitty. You have to invite Matt and I separately so that we can each bring a plus one.
Yeah.
So that I can bring Tom as my plus one.
Oh,
Tom has always been my platonic plus one to events when Kadesh doesn't want to go to something.
Yeah.
And so now I have two plus ones because his fiance Laura comes with us.
Perfect.
Now.
Perfect. All right, guys, let's polish this up, I guess.
Are we rating it all?
Yeah, I'm going to rate it. This is a solid, it might be my, Happy Gilmore is my favorite Adam Sandler movie, I think. So this is like, I'm going to say it's a solid 3.5 star.
Wow.
It's good. It's really freaking good. I'd give it a 4, but I feel like it might be too high for a romantic comedy for some reason. But it's good. Everything's good. It's, the writing is good. The acting is great. The characterizations are hilarious. The jokes land year after year after year. Mm. You know what? Fuck it. Yeah. 4. 4 stars.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Jeez.
High 4 praise. Star movie.
Okay.
How about you, buddy?
This is not my kind of movie. Okay. This
sure, bud.
This movie is I mean, you just have to look at my significant other. The one movie in the last 2 years she has decided to watch with me that we reviewed on this show. She's like, oh, can we watch that movie? So what that means is this is a chick flick.
Okay.
It's definitely a chick flick.
Sure, yeah.
My wife lives on fucking Hallmark and Lifetime movies.
It gets an automatic half story star.
So, that being said, I enjoyed watching this movie. This isn't a movie I've seen over and over and over again. It's not something in my rotation. I don't watch it a lot. I think I've seen it twice before, maybe. But I enjoy myself. I give it a solid 3 stars. Cool. I think, you know, it's not in my wheelhouse of movies that I really like to enjoy. There's no Godzilla. There's no lasers. There's no wizards. There's no dragons. You know,
there is a Godzilla in it, though.
But
big toy.
It's just not my thing. But it was a good time. I enjoy spending time with my wife. I like watching her be happy. I did laugh. I always enjoy a lot of Adam Sandler's humor. I'm more of a,
Happy Gilmore.
I'm more of a Happy Gilmore guy or a Waterboy type dude when it comes to him. But you know, his movies that he makes with Drew Barrymore are always good. 50 yeah. First Dates is excellent. It's a really fun chick flick. So given that, 3 stars, and I enjoyed it. It was fun, and there you go. Nice. Have a good wedding, guys. I hope you are very happy together and stuff. Yeah,
because things are going to change so much.
As soon
for
as
them.
You get the married, as soon as you get the ring on it, it's over.
I've been wearing my ring this whole week.
Yeah, but it's not official yet.
Jude, what do you give this movie?
This movie has everything. It has Drew Barrymore in the 90s looking so adorable with that red lipstick and her little dresses. She's so cute. It has Freddy Krueger. I love. It has 80s. It has Billy Idol. It has David Bowie references. It has so much. And like from start to finish, it's just a movie that feels good. This might be my favorite Adam Sandler movie. So in the realm, I'm putting it in the realm of Adam Sandler movies. I'm not putting this against other movies. Because like other movies, it's, you know, middle of the road. But in the world of Adam Sandler movies, this is a 5-star movie.
Whoa.
Dang.
Damn.
Wow.
Dropping the 5.
All right.
All right. Kadesh, how about you?
He has to be
very careful here.
What?
Why?
Say 5, Kadesh. Because
he's marrying a woman who just gave this movie 5 stars.
Oh, settle down.
She gave it 5 stars within the Adam Sandler genre.
Okay. Yeah. So,
which she admitted is like a 2-star movie. Okay.
Like I'm gonna go home and stab my fiance if he doesn't act right.
Which she's done before.
You do, yeah. You have stabbed me in the past. Yeah,
so. Not because you were doing anything bad, just because I needed to stab something.
Anyway, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Please.
Yeah.
Please.
So this is in the realm of Adam Sandler, one of his better movies. It's heavy on nostalgia. Like anyone who grew up in the 80s can watch this and enjoy it. It's very family friendly. It's a feel-good movie. I like Adam Sandler's early stuff. I think post-Waterboy, his stuff got very lazy.
Mm-hmm.
But with this movie, he still kind of gave a crap about like the stuff he was putting out. And the fact that my lovely bride-to-be loves it so much, I had a lot of fun watching it with her because she was basically like shouting out the lines as they were being said.
I can't help it.
I'm going to give this a solid 3 stars. It was a fun movie.
Right on.
Cool. I love it when I'm the same as him.
I accept your answer, my love. You're safe.
All right, now let's hear what Smitty has to say. What do you give this for a star rating, buddy?
It's a comedy, and it made me laugh. Was the plot great? No, but Adam Sandler made this movie. Comedies typically don't have great plots, and he made me laugh. And that's all I asked for a comedy. So I give it a 4.
Nice.
Nice.
Solid.
All right.
Dang. Cool. Right on.
He's trying to seduce Jude.
He's just trying to get a seat at the wedding, which we've already said. Come on over.
It's also a preview into Spitty's movie reviews.
Yeah. Spitty, speaking of, I'm going to give you the table here for a minute. To tell people where they can find you and what might be on the horizon for Spitty Snippets.
Spitty Snippets is in a rebuilding phase since Invasion is over with. I like
get
sci-fi
that shit
movies.
Off the TV behind you.
That's so true. Sorry about that. I love sci-fi movies, and I love anything that you know anybody might recommend within you know a realm of you know something that's okay. So if you got a recommendation or something like that, that's science fiction, hopefully. Then send it my way. Also, congratulations to Jude and Matt. I hope
that you
have a fantastic wedding. That is so awesome. So
I do have a suggestion for you, Smitty. Battle Beyond the Stars.
Oh, Jesus.
It's a sci-fi movie. It's basically a remake of The Seven Samurai. James Cameron's first movie. So check it out.
Okay. I'll give it a watch. Is it good? Is it good? Are you setting me up or is it good?
Oh, I'm setting you up.
Don't agree to that, Smitty.
John Boy Walton is the first, is the main character.
Can we give him a lower third so people know where to find him?
Yeah, we can do that in post.
Okay.
It's editing.
Link below.
How sophisticated of an operation do you think we run here?
Yeah, like we got buttons.
Just putting it on the radar. Have we charged the batteries in our cameras?
Ah,
of course we have.
They're fine.
I'll do it tomorrow.
Woman.
Yeah. Do you need a sandwich?
Yes.
Yes. I am
actually really hungry. All right, guys. We're going to get out of here. Thank you guys so much for watching the show. Really appreciate
it. Thanks for sticking around, Smitty.
Yeah, Smitty. Thanks for coming with us on this little journey down memory lane. It was great. And as always, guys, you can find us here at the Salty Nerd Podcast. November is going to be Retro Rewatch Month. So we're doing.
Is it?
Yeah. Well, this was a one-off.
Yeah.
We're getting back into it.
Next week's messed up.
Next week's, we'll find out.
We're figuring it out. We forgot we were getting married.
We're doing
scheduled shit.
We're just doing a retro rewatch winter.
Sure. Listen, November and December.
We're definitely doing two movies.
We might watch Planet of the Apes someday.
November and December are going to be a little weird.
Yeah.
Bear with us.
It's the end of the year.
Yeah.
Things are getting crazy.
Yeah. Follow us on Instagram if you want to keep up with our nonsense. I usually post things on there. And Smitty, where can people find you and where can people find your reviews?
Smitty Snippets. That is all. Thank you for checking me out. I appreciate it.
I dig it. Very concise. Lovely. All right, folks. Thanks so much for watching the show. Really appreciate it. Stay salty. We'll see you maybe at the end of the year.
Maybe. If we still exist.
Shut your mouth. All right. We all know the words.
I'm a big fan of money. I like it. I use it. I have a little. I keep it in a jar on top of my refrigerator.